We have Kerry on the line right now. Kerry, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the breakfast program this morning. Now, where did this idea come from, the survival guide for the single person? Obviously, as it says, you've sort of just started dating again. At what point did you think, hang on, I should be writing some of this down?
Oh, immediately, because I had such bizarre experiences. I've been dating for about 5 years. So my ex-husband and I split up about 5 years ago. And being a columnist, I started writing about some of my dating experiences fairly early on, not about individual men per se, but just about the kinds of things that were happening and the kinds of behaviours I was seeing online. And it was so interesting because no matter what I wrote, no matter how bizarre or unique I thought the experience was, there were just dozens, sometimes hundreds of other women who'd been through exactly the same thing. So I thought, yeah, there's definitely a book in this.
Was it cathartic writing these experiences out, or was it a little bit uncomfortable at times?
It's not so much cathartic or uncomfortable. It was more I wanted to give other people the benefit of my, I guess, newfound wisdom. I mean, when I started dating 5 years ago, I had no idea what I was doing. There's a lot of advice and information to single women out there about dating, but it's all for young women. You know, it's all for women in their 20s and about hookup culture and you know, about how to snare the man that you want to have babies with. But there's very, very little for women, you know, my age who've had the babies and we've got our exes and we've got kids and we're dating other people who are generally, you know, divorced or out of long-term relationships, who have lots of baggage, who are negotiating online dating for the first time ever. You know, a lot of us haven't had a date in 20 years. And there was nothing for us. So I had to make all the mistakes to learn what to do. And then after that, I wanted to write literally a survival guide so that other people will have the information and can learn from my mistakes.
Now, I don't consider myself much of a Don Juan, but looking at the kind of current culture and certainly the current conversation around dating, a lot of it is around that hookup culture that you just mentioned there, the kind of online world that a lot of that has switched to. Did that kind of surprise you just how tech-orientated it's gotten?
Oh, completely. And you've got to remember, I mean, people my age, I'm now in my late 40s. When I started dating again, I was 44. I'd never used a dating app. I mean, we didn't have apps when I was growing up and first dating. Our phones were stuck in the wall. So what amazed me, not first of all, the fact that everybody's online. You know, everybody's on dating sites. Very, very few people now can even get a date without dating apps because that's where everybody is. And people also my age don't really go to bars and clubs to meet people. That seems to be for younger people. So if you're like me and you don't meet people through work, it's really your only option. But then what that's done is it's facilitated so much bad behavior. I think that back in the day when you were dating someone, you knew where they lived. You knew their landline. You couldn't just disappear from their life if it wasn't going well. You had to have a conversation and a breakup. But now because people are communicating so much online, it's really so anonymous. And you can give very little information about yourself and then have these conversations with people. You can even go out with someone a couple of times with really only knowing their online profile, not knowing where they live or sometimes even their last name. And so it makes it really easy just to slip away from people's lives without a conversation. There's a real sense of I guess, the disposable nature of dating culture now, so that people can be chatting to a number of different people online, and if it doesn't work out or if they find something shinier and prettier, then quickly moving to that. And so something I advocate a lot in my book is just that everybody should treat each other with basic kindness and honesty. You know, you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe anyone a date. You don't owe anyone your time. But you do owe people your honesty and just politeness. And that's really missing. And that was, I think, one of the biggest surprises.
Well, certainly, obviously, approaching it from your perspective, out there, a survival guide for dating in midlife. Obviously, a lot of advice in there for women in midlife looking to start dating again. So I won't, you know, to use an old sort of dating phrase, I won't make you sort of give the milk away for free without them buying the cow. But I think from the other side of things, for men, is there any sort of advice you think you would be able to give men that they should know about courting in this day and age that perhaps you would have liked to see a little bit more?
oh yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I wrote the book for women and it's full of advice, you know, how to screen people properly, how to know who to go out with and who to pass on, how to spot the red flags. For example, men who are very recently separated, men who aren't over their exes, men who are players, you know, how to handle rejection, how to reject people. So it's full of that. But what I found really interesting is that men are buying the book. And I think what it does for men is give them a real insight into how their behaviors are affecting us and how we're interpreting their behaviors. And so I think for men, one of the biggest things is to make sure that you're ready before you go out on the dating scene. I think there are so many men who jump straight onto dating sites literally within hours of their partners leaving. And nearly always the partner has left because most men only leave relationships when they've got somebody else lined up, right? So a lot of the men just aren't ready to date, and they're hot messes, and they're talking incessantly about the ex on the first date, or they're, you know, really angry with the ex, or they just want to know that people are there so that they have a fallback in case the ex doesn't come back. And that's not fair to the women they're dating. It's also not fair to themselves. So take time out to sort yourself out before you start trying to meet people. You have to be okay in yourself before you're okay in the dating scene.
Well, Kerry, thank you very much. Best of luck with the book, with the getting the advice out there. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, such a pleasure. And stay married.